This psalm, along with remaining psalms, begins and ends with the statement, "Praise the Lord." Society has watered down that statement and largely reduced it to a slogan. But this statement is not a cliche. It is a call to action and a creed of the soul. Begin this time by taking a moment to praise God in your own words. Go ahead and do that now. This psalm lists many reasons for which God can be trusted and therefore praised. He is the creator. He provides food for the hungry, sets prisoners free, gives sight to the blind. He sustains and he protects. Do you trust God enough to praise him without inhibition? Talk to him about that now. Thank him that he is trustworthy. Remind yourself that he is who he says he is. The key to living a life of praise is found in verse 2, which says, "I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live." A life of praise is not resigned to a daily decision based on feeling or convenience, but it is a constant outworking of a lifelong commitment. Have you committed to praise the Lord for all of your life? What does that mean to you right now? Whether you've made that commitment before or want to for the first time now, why don't you write in your phone or journal a prayer of commitment, telling God that your heart's desire is to praise him for all your life. Write it in your own words that from today forwards, you will praise him. Father, making a lifelong commitment is a big deal. Thank you that your spirit, though, enables us. And I stand with people from all around the world right now to declare that we will praise you for all our lives. In Jesus' name.